Marigold. A woman recounts a story of a table's journey. She and her husband traveled to India, to his hometown, to choose the materials to craft the table. The table traveled on a year-long voyage to the United States in pieces on a boat. The women gather at the table, sharing a meal, talking about power, religion, activism, women, and nature. She thinks about the women's bodies sitting at the table now, the body of the table, and all the unwilling bodies in history moved across the ocean, away from home and their own gathering places. She wonders about mapping these movements of bodies, ideas, objects through space and through time. What would that look like visually, artistically? She imagines pieces of glass laid on top of one another, a snapshot of the entanglement of bodies, story place, materials, collective sojourn mapping. She then imagines something softer like tissue paper or dragonfly wings. After the meal, one of the story family members reads a dialogue she had with a marigold. She tells a story of her ancestors, a story of colonization, and a story of bodies moved across the ocean against their will as indentured laborers from India to Trinidad by the British. She describes her own story of being a second-generation immigrant living in India as a teen and young adult. She recounts moving back across the ocean to the United States with her first-generation immigrant husband. In her adult life, she moves back and forth across the ocean by airplane, this time to do work at a school which she started and named after her mother, dedicated to educating girls. She visions the girls creating their own stories, writing their own lives. Another woman recounts a memory from her visits to India of the garlands of flowers, including marigolds, strung together, displayed in a riot of colors in a flower market. These are stories set in motion by power over through colonization, racism, sexism, heterosexism. These are stories told of humans' divine right of progress with nature and some humans that have been seen not as fully human, but as human resources to build a nation. This is a story of the present consequences of those previous stories. This is a time to know the stories from the past, which have set in motion this specific present. This is a time to tell new stories. This is a story of us as becoming ancestors, telling stories to weave new futures. A story of marigold, table, art, community, blessing, resilience, and witness. A story of movement, migration, mountains, memory. All this is the weaving of our story lives. They wonder, where do the storylines connect with other storylines, the trees that are part of the table, the water holding the boat, and the water they drank as they dialogue about power?